Let's go straight to IALPA, then their head of communications, Bernard Harbour. And this is on foot of results of Bernard Harbour. The ballot by your member pilots working for Ryanair, directly based out of Dublin. 94% have voted to back industrial action. Can I ask you, what will that industrial action look like for intending passengers?
Well, I think, first of all, the size of the mandate, the fact that 94% of the directly employed Ryanair pilots in Ireland have voted in favour of industrial action is a measure, really, of the frustration that exists amongst staff in the company because of its failure or the failure of its management to negotiate around pay and related issues in talks that have been stretching back now for a number of months. We've said to the company that we'll be telling them the outcome of the ballot this afternoon, and we've said to them that unless we get from them a proposal or a counter proposal which properly addresses the issues that have been raised by pilots, unless we get that by Monday, we'll be serving notice early next week of industrial action, and at that stage we'll have made a decision about when that action is likely to take place.
Industrial action can take many forms. Are you talking about a strike similar to what the pilots with Ryanair in Britain are proposing? 2 days in August, later this month, and 3 days early in September.
Well, the precise timing and form of the industrial action has not been communicated to the company yet. In fact, the final decision hasn't been made. But yes, I think it will be a strike. I think in terms of the timing of that, we don't have a decision on that right now. And we've given the company another few days to come back to us. We've been urging them to respond positively to the pay proposals that have been made by pilots, to come back to us either to accept them or to give a substantial counter proposal which really addresses the issues in the claim. And we've said to them now at this stage that we have a very strong mandate that they have until Monday effectively to do that. At that stage, we'll be, unless they do so, we'll be telling them the form of the action and the timing of the action that's planned.
Company, of course, this result only out in the last half hour or so, so perhaps the company not having time to put forward a statement to the media yet by way of response, but ultimately not being able to detail to people when this strike action, as you propose, would go ahead, leaves intending passengers, people planning to travel in August, perhaps in September and further out, in a very difficult position when it comes to logging on to the Ryanair site and making a booking. Are you not damaging the company more than you need to?
Well, no, what we're doing is we're giving the company yet another opportunity to respond positively to the proposals that we've put to them. We could be announcing industrial action today. What we've said is, here's a little more time to come back to us and try to avoid that. We don't think that there's any need for industrial action to take place. We've been in negotiations for months now trying to get a result on a range of issues that pilots have put forward to the company. And the pilots that we represent feel that they've been forced into what could be disruptive industrial action, or potential industrial action, because of management's failure to negotiate professionally and with an intention of actually reaching an outcome.
Bernard, 180 pilots were eligible to vote in this, and that's by no means the number of Ryanair pilots operating flights to and from Ireland. Can you tell us how many of those 180 actually participated in the vote?
The majority of that 180 participated in the vote. Your point is absolutely right. Very many of the pilots that fly planes for Ryanair are not directly employed by the company. They're employed by agencies, or some of them are self-employed. And under Irish industrial relations legislation, obviously we're not able to ballot them for industrial action because they're not directly employed by the company.
Okay.
Having said that, when we found ourselves in this unfortunate situation last year, also because of the company's intransigence, the fact that it was not the entire, we couldn't ballot the entire pilot body, still meant that the company sustained substantial damage because of the industrial action that took place at that time. So I think this is a worry to the company. It's a situation that they don't have to be in. We've said many times before, industrial action in an airline is bad news for passengers, for the airline, for the economy,
and for the
pilots,
staff, obviously, as well.
Yeah.
Yes, Bernard, so, can I ask you, most people perhaps would think of pilots as being a relatively well-paid work or employment. What is it in terms of pay that the pilots are looking for?
I think that, I mean, that's a fair point. I mean, everybody's aware that pilots in airlines, in all airlines in every country, are paid more than average earnings, and that's because of the responsibilities that they carry, the training that they've undertaken, often, certainly in the case of Ryanair, training that they've paid for themselves, and many of them are carrying very heavy debts because of that, and also the fact that it's a highly competitive sector. It's not easy to get pilots, and companies are competing for them. So yes, they are relatively well paid compared to others, but I think most people who get on aeroplanes, myself included, want to know that the pilot driving that plane is skilled, well-trained, experienced, and most of all able to handle the responsibility that comes with getting us safely to our destination. So the claim that the pilots have submitted a number of months ago is quite complex, but quite simply what they're looking for is pay levels and pay structures that are in line with sector norms across the aviation sector in Europe.
Okay, Bernard Harbour, we'll leave it there, but thank you indeed for that. As we say, yet to hear a response from Ryanair, but that ballot, we wanted to bring it to you because it's news just coming in this lunchtime.